We are really, really excited to just kind of share with everybody a little bit from our heart. You know, and amongst everything, you know, that all of us are doing, the main thing everybody needs to do is continue to build your business. And as busy as Jim and I are, we're still out there showing plans and doing home shows and doing one-on-ones. And we just thought we would pause for a little bit tonight and kind of just make sure everybody knew exactly what it was that we found that's working. Not that this is the only way, but this is definitely something that a whole bunch of people are using and getting a lot of success from. You know, when we go over these calls, a lot of them are bringing on excited people who've had accomplished success, and a lot of them are what we would call more of a training type call. We've had calls before on the invitation, which is the first thing you have to do. You have to be a master inviter here with Embed Energy. If you never invite people to look at this, you're never going to ever get anywhere. That's the first and most important step, is to learn to be a master inviter. But what we're going to go over tonight, and in doing this, you'll hear a couple invitations that have been working. But we're going to go over the ways to actually have people take a look at this. And guys, there are many, many ways to get people to look at this amazing business. And not a single one of them is the only way or the right way. But basically, whatever you're using that's working, then that's the right way for you. If you're getting the results doing what you're doing, then keep doing it. But if you're not getting the results using whatever method it is that you're using to present this amazing business, then you need to step back and reevaluate. What we're going to do tonight is we're going to go over what we're doing to get the results that our whole team is getting. Now, I'm just going to go over kind of a summary of the ways that you have out there now to actually get people to take a look at this. You have your Ambit corporate website. That's Energy 526 and why Ambit works. You have Chris and Debbie's DVD that you can purchase at meetings. You have the DVD and Success from Home magazine. You have Energy Gold Rush, and you have Ambit Lifestyle. That's our website with the 5-minute video and the 14-minute video. And then, of course, you have your weekly business presentation. Now, just in going through those ones there, Energy Gold Rush is one that we really like a lot. The thing with Energy Gold Rush, though, is there is a $10 a month fee on that. And for a lot of people getting their business started and just paying $450 to get their business started, they don't want to pay $10 a month. We like to keep everything really simple, and we like to truly keep everything free. So what you'll see Jim and I using are the tools that basically anybody can use anywhere right from the get-go that are free. But that is an amazing presentation of Ambit. The weekly business presentation, I just want to touch on that. It's very, very powerful, and this is what we all build to. And everybody on this call, if you're in a state that has a weekly BP, within an hour or so of you, should be plugging in to at least one, if not more than one, weekly business presentation. This is your presence in Ambit. This is where we all pull together and help all the new consultants actually realize that this is really big. It truly validates what we've got our hands on. Jim and I typically do not use the weekly business presentation for a first look. We like to use it more for a second look, but that's not to say that you can't use it as a first look. If you are going to use it as a first look, you need to pick your guests up in your car, maybe take them out to dinner, grab a quick bite to eat, or tell them you're going to get a little snack or drinks or something after the meeting, but pick them up and bring them with you, because if it's a first look and you're asking people to meet you there, you're really decreasing your odds of success, because as we all know, and it's nothing against the guests, but life gets in the way. And when people don't know what they don't know, they'll use whatever it is that got in their way as an excuse for getting out of their comfort zone and driving to wherever the weekly business presentation is. Now, the Chris and Debbie DVD and the DVD and Success from Home, those can work, but you need to be sitting in front of a person. And we're going to go over what we call a phone one-on-one tonight, which we find to be highly effective and an excellent use of time, especially for people who are busy. So in that sense, those won't work, because this is an over-the-phone one-on-one. And then as for the corporate website, Jim and I particularly, and most of the people who've had success, are not using the Energy 526 and the Why Ambit Works as a method of a presentation. Those two sites are really the sites where you're going to enroll consultants into your business. If you do choose to use those sites, there are four separate segments on the video presentation there. You don't want to play the very first introductory segment, because when you play that segment, and it says that this costs $429 before anybody even knows what they've got their hands on, there's just something psychologically that happens with most people, and they shut down. All they're thinking about is that, and then they miss the amazing business opportunity. So if you're going to use those sites, you're going to want to make sure to not play the first one and start with the second, third, and fourth one. But again, when we're doing an over-the-phone one-on-one presentation, it's kind of hard to tell somebody not to play the first one, and then they stop between the second, third, and fourth one. So then you've got to say, okay, now click the next one and click the next one. So those are the options that we have out there right now. So we're going to go over with you what we're actually doing and what's working for us. So if you guys are at a computer, and I'm going to say this slow, I'd like you guys to get it open and get your website up and running, and then Jim's going to kind of take you through how we do this. I want you to get to your computer if you can, and if not, write this down. I want you to go to www.ambitlifestyle.com. And when you get on that page, you'll be with the site and the web page that Jim and I use when we do a one-on-one, a home show presentation, or an over-the-phone one-on-one. All three of those forms of presentations, it's the exact same format. It's just a setting that's a little bit different. Before we go over how we actually do that presentation, on ambitlifestyle.com, on the landing page, is where you're going to find the presentation videos. And we actually should be having another presentation video added to that page pretty soon. So there's plenty of options there. You can watch them all and see what ones you like. What Jim and I typically use are the 5-minute and the 14-minute. Now, these websites, when you go to ambitlifestyle.com, are dependent upon having internet access. And as many of us know who live kind of rurally or in the country, we don't always have access to the internet. So we've made it so you can download the 14-minute video and actually save it to your desktop. Now, first of all, the best way to make this website and most websites out there work are to use a browser that's up to date, and that would be Chrome. Chrome is your most up-to-date web browser that you have. All you do, if you don't have that, is go into Google off of Internet Explorer or whatever you're using and download Chrome. It's free. And then use that for whenever you're searching or going to websites. So that's the first step, is to use Chrome. That's the one that makes all the videos play the best. Then to download it, you're going to go to the tab across the top that says Download. And when you hold your mouse over that, you're going to have several options. If you see the one that says DVD Presentation How To, and you click on that page, you'll actually see a page with it all spelled out for what we do. It's there in steps, what we're going to go over right now. But if you scroll down that page to the lower left-hand corner, you're going to see a little picture of Chris Chambliss sitting there, which is the beginning of the 14-minute video. If you are in Chrome when you do this and you click on that picture, it automatically starts to download. Some computers it takes 5 minutes, some computers it takes 2 hours. It just depends where you're at and what your speed of your internet is. Once it is downloaded, once the download is complete, you're going to want to save that and save it to your desktop. And you'll see an icon come up on your desktop, and then you can name it anything you want. We always name it 14-minute video presentation. So now you've got the video presentation saved on your desktop, and you can play it anytime you want, whether or not you have internet or not. This will be a godsend to you, because I can't tell you how many times we've gone to do a presentation, and everybody thinks they have internet, but the speed is slower than molasses in January, and we can't get the videos to play. There's one other thing. If you have an older computer, if you have a newer computer, it'll play automatically. But if your computer is a year or so older, in order to make that play off of your desktop, you're going to need to download a video player that's update and current. And the video player that most people are using for almost all videos right now is VLC Media Player. Just go back into Google and click a VLC Media Player, and the download will come up. And you simply download it and install it, and you'll see the icon right there so that you'll be able to open that download of the 14-minute video that's on your desktop. So let's say you've got it all set up now. You've got the video on your desktop. The icon's right there. All you have to do to play it is hold your mouse on it, right-click, and then say Open With, and you'll see VLC Media Player right there. Click on VLC Media Player, and you're good to go. So that's the background work for getting these videos ready for you so you can use them anywhere at any time. This call is being recorded, so if it does come out clearly, we'll post this as well so you can go back and listen to it again. So now what we're going to do, guys, is we're going to actually go over how to get your mind right as you're going into this and how to actually do the run-on-run. So I'm going to put the phone over to Jim for a second. He's got some pretty important words he wants to share.
Hi, folks. She's an incredible teacher, but for those of you who don't understand that language, because to me that's just a foreign language, I'm just going to keep this real simple. Go to your 12-year-old neighbor and ask them how to do that, and then they'll take care of all that question and answer part of it. Don't call us tomorrow. Just ask your 12-year-old neighbor. The other part of it is, number one, and probably the most important part of this, is don't try to reinvent the wheel. A lot of people come in as a brand new marketing consultant. They're going to attach links to the current website that they have set up for a previous business, and they're going to figure this out. They're going to do this and that. You don't have to. And just in all candor, this website has really just developed in the last year or so, and we were executives with a dynamic, growing business before that website came into being. So this is anything, and it's for everybody, so that you don't have to go out and think you need to have a website to be successful. It's better if you don't, because it just gets more and more confusing and polluted. And I like to kind of equate it to, we have a rocket ship here, and it is the most streamlined, efficient vehicle for financial freedom that there is to date. There's nothing out there that'll touch it. And we all jump into this rocket ship, and we start just jamming buttons and smearing silly putty on it and trying to figure out how to make it better. There's nothing better out there. So with that being said, we're going to talk about the actual words, and we're going to put it right down to what do we do, how do those conversations go. And again, I just want everybody to know this is being recorded, but more to the point, the key would be to get as many people on here next week or replay this over and over again so that you're hearing it firsthand. Don't you try to be the teacher. Don't go out tomorrow and try to teach 10 people how to do this. Use the tools that are in place. Use the production that's already here so that it's firsthand articulated all the time. So one of the thoughts I want to kind of bring to the front here as you begin making these calls is a little bit of the thought process behind it, of the psychology. And I ran across a little line in a thing by Tony Robbins. And he said, wherever there is rapport between two people, in other words, they're communicating, it's not a cold contact that's, ice cold and isn't listening and suspicious, but wherever there's two people with rapport and there's a conversation going on, the one with the most confidence will always be the persuader of the other one. And Rick called me out on this a couple weeks ago. He said, yeah, it's easy for you guys because you've already been successful, but what about the new person just starting out? Folks, we have tools in place that are very, very simple to use. And this does boil down to you still have to pick up the phone. So with that being said, I want you to just incrementally, over time, build on success. And in the meantime, borrow success from the people that you're working with. And one of the most important things we can do for a new person is to do it with them and for them a couple of times. And we've literally three ways into calls where we walk people through the websites while the third person listens to the dialogue. And this is the same exact format that we do for a home show. We teach them a solid invite. We have a 1, a 3, and a 5, and they'll bring groups of people in. And by the third presentation, Jeffrey McEwen said, I got this. I see it. It's the same exact pattern, same silly jokes, same everything. We did this with Matt Brown. It's like there's a pattern here. And if you stick to a pattern, you can self-correct after a while because you see where you're making mistakes. So this is the format that we use in a house meeting. And it's also a format that we use with a list. It's the same thing I do right now, one-on-one or over the phone. And I'm going to walk through like I'm calling you up. So for those of you who are on the call here, just pretend I called you up. I'm just going to use some names, and we're going to role play here. So this is, hey Joe, this is Jim Mason. Are you busy right now? That's a sense of urgency. I'd like to also ask, is Betsy there? Can you guys get your computer? I got something I need to show you on the computer. I got a business idea I want to run by. I'm working on a project in a position to expand a number of different business ideas. Can you get to a computer? Those are all dialogues that have developed over time to get somebody's computer. If they say no, I say, great. Does 9 o'clock work or does 9:30 work better? In other words, can I call you at 9 o'clock, but either or, what works better? Again, more psychology. And if the husband's there and the wife's not, or the wife's there and the husband's not, I try, I try very hard to make sure they're both there, because ultimately, whoever saw it first will start talking about it rather than showing it, and statistics just bear out that the one who hasn't seen it has a perception of what's going on. So I call people up to get them on the phone, and I stay on the phone. I tell them, type into the address bar, up there in the address bar, www.gambitlifestyle.com, and tell me what you see. Now, more often than not, what happens, if you give this to them while they're driving the car, they forget about it, you give it to them, even on the phone, and they write it down, they don't put it right. So if you send them off to go look at it later, you might as well be chasing rainbows, because they're either going to look at part of it, make a decision without watching all of it, they're not going to get to it, so they won't answer the phone, and or they'll Google something, and their mind will go wherever that goes, and you can't control the process. Joey Carter does a great job on who's in charge of your business. So we're taking control of our business. We're going through a stack of resumes. We're staffing a store. I'm calling up people, and I'm trying to push them to the website as gently but firmly as I can. Hey, Bob, Jim Mason here. Listen, I'm in a rush right now, but I got something on the Internet I need to have you take a look at. Can you get your computer right now? Great. Type this in, www.ambitlifestyle.com. Tell me what you see. Super. You see that guy there in that little five-minute video? You see him? He's a personal friend of mine. Not Bill Gates, Pete Morgan. I know him personally. Watch this video. You're going to see why I'm so excited. As soon as this is done, we're going to tell you what's next. Now, generally speaking, if we're doing this and we're sitting at a restaurant, I can do that in about a minute and a half, and I can mute my phone and go back to eating my dinner. And we've done this. We've done this with 14 guests at the dinner table, showed somebody the business model. While they're watching that little five-minute video, I can listen to it on my phone. I'm staying on the line so that I have a direct link with them. If they stop the video and said, I'm not interested in this, I say, great, I understand. We've only got 5 minutes invested. I just wanted to get your opinion on it, and I understand you're not interested, but watch the rest of it. You'll be doing me a favor. You might know someone I should be talking to. And I say that no matter what they say to get them to watch the next part. Now, at the end of the first five-minute video, I say, can you see why I'm so excited? Great. Does it make enough sense to get some more information? Super. Watch this next part, and you're going to see where the money comes from. And there's a ton of money here. And this isn't hype. This isn't exaggerated. I'm just, my cadence is a little higher. I'm standing up. I'm excited about it. I'm not goofy off the walls excited, and I'm not exaggerating anything. I have them watch the next video, and as soon as that's done, or while that's playing, I've already three-rated the five people that are directly financially a group text the five people that are connected to us financially to see if they're available for a three-way quote. Now, it's very important that you, as you set up these three-way calls, that you already have this set up in advance. And you can text while you've got this person on the phone. So while they're watching that second part of the video, you're texting the people that are you're going to be closing with. No background, no conversation, just have somebody lined up. As it winds down, I like to ask as many positive or affirming questions as I can. Does that make sense to you? Can you see why I'm so excited? And whatever they say, I agree with them. Looks like one of those giant pyramid deals and we're all going to jail. I know, that's exactly what I thought. Now we're sitting on the same side of the table. But you go into this defensive posture where you're trying to shove some idea down their throat, they're not listening. So I always agree with them no matter what they say, and I say, that's a great thought. Is there anything else that would that you would have questions about? And as soon as they start asking questions, I want them to ask questions. They expect to ask questions. We're talking about a multi-billion-dollar business idea here. I say, I knew you'd have questions. Hang on just a second. And I three-way somebody in. Now, a lot of times, if I can't get somebody, I'm on my own and I'm winging it here, I'll try to get them over onto the Join Ambit site. And I want them to see the rates and plans. I want them to see, when I say that, I just want them to type in the zip code. I want them to know we're in 13 states. I want to get on that page, and I want to get off the page. Now, here's the reason why. If you tell them that we're in 68 or 78 different markets all over 13 states, there's the 13 states. Type in any zip code you want. It'll bring up rates and plans. They know it's not what's the rate. They know that it's a broad, diverse, but I can do my homework here. The longer you spend on that site, the faster this will just go down the rate hole. And we don't do that. The customer questions have been asked or handled partway through the video. If you watch the 14-minute video, Kim said in the video that whoever's showing this will show you before and after bills. We go to the download tab on Ambit Lifestyle landing page. We bring up the before and after bills. We bring up the bills that show the free energy credit. We bring up the Inc. 500 article, the Wall Street Journal article. So that part of the program, and the reason this works so well, is all that information is right there for you to look at. I also like to make sure that at this point they have our personal enrollment page, which is your 526 or your YAMBITWORKS. And I like to get them walking through that process, and I don't tell them, you see that button there that says start your business? Because there's a psychological barrier that they have to cross when it says start your business. I say click that little green button. I want you to bear in mind, I've been on the phone with them about 22 minutes, 24 minutes, and I've been clicking and pointing and telling, and they've been walking through the process. So far, they've been told what to do like they've been their whole life, and they're doing it. They click the little green button. That's the Start Your Business button. They can read it says Start Your Business. If they have an aversion or a hurdle to cross right here, this is where they'll block. And at this point, I try to encourage them to continue by telling them the reason why I want them to fill this out. First off, we can't go through to the second page unless these fields are filled out. And there's a few things that I want you to know about this, because what happens is a lot of people will take a look at this business idea, and then they'll want to think about it, and they don't know what to do next. So they make it a lot bigger than it is. Their mind runs away with them, and they get all carried away, and they think, well, I couldn't do that. And they don't know what that is. They think websites and developing. And so what we do is we walk them through the actual enrollment process. I tell a couple little funny jokes. Put your first names in that first box there, husbands and wives. If your boyfriend and girlfriend, put them in there. That's how it appears on the website. So if either of you send somebody to the website, it's there. And more importantly, it's how it appears on the check. And I like to tell the girl, the lady, you know what that means, more shoes. It's just kind of a little funny spot there. I also like to get them down to the domain name as quickly as possible on the next page there, because they start to understand at that point that we have five websites all up and running with their name on it. Now, those five websites, I like to tease a little bit with some of the stories of the neat names that we have come up with. And it just gets them thinking about naming their business. Now, why is this so important? Because psychologically, as they begin to name the business with their own name, we used our initials for the, there's an edit function so you can change it. But if you can get them to name their business, they begin to take ownership of it. And one of the things is we kind of start to make sure that you understand where this is going. Whatever this ends up, always book a meeting from a meeting. Get a magazine in the mail as quickly as you can to them and book whatever's next. In other words, get on Ambit University, find out where the closest meeting is to them in Power Zone, and get them booked into what's next. Kim wants to overlay probably and clean up this mess I've made, but I hope that makes sense to you.
He didn't make a mess. What he did, guys, is he just went over how to do a phone one-on-one. All of that Jim was just talking about was when you're doing it over the phone. Brian McClure has shared with us, because this was a little bit of something that Jim and I had to work through, because we're so used to working, all of us in America. We like to do the physical work, and then we feel like we've accomplished something. So for us to go sit and have a cup of coffee or grab breakfast or lunch with someone and show them the business, we felt more like we had accomplished something. And I will tell you that an in-person one-on-one is still probably your very best vehicle for getting people through this exact same system, but that takes a little bit more time, and people are time-starved. Brian said, so you can sit and you can show 10 people one-on-one, and maybe you'll have a 20% sign-up rate. Maybe two, maybe three people will get in. Now, maybe if you're doing it over the phone, you only have one of those 10 get in. But the fact is, if you're doing it over the phone, in the same time it takes you to go do 10 of them, you could probably do 100 of them. And that would get you 10 people in your business versus the two that you did spending the time driving all over and doing the one-on-one. So what we want to teach you guys to do is use all the tools that are out there. Use the in-person one-on-one. Use the home shows most definitely every time you get a new person started. Jim and I just went and did a home show today for a new person and their family. That's the perfect time to use a home show. It's with new consultants, so you can try to pull the brothers and their sisters and mothers, their aunts, their cousins. Get them all in at one time the best that you can. Because if you don't and you just tell one person, then the chances are that person, if they're a naysayer, they're going to let the whole family know what's going on and nobody's going to want to do it. So that's the best venue for using a home show, is when you're getting new consultants started. And then the over-the-phone one-on-one is what Jim just went through. It is the same process, whether you're sitting in person when you're over the phone. The only benefit of sitting in person is when you're going through that 14-minute video and it says the person that you're sitting with can show, or the person that brought you this video can show you before and after bills, and you'll see a before bill and an after bill come up on the screen. You can just pause for 1 second right there, because that's the end of the customer part of our presentation. And if you're face-to-face with them, you can show them a before and after bill. They're all downloadable under the download tab, under the tab starter packet. And if anybody wants to send me updated current before and after bills, feel free to do it, because we'll be happy to put newer ones in or more states in there. This is y'all's website, and we'll keep it as current as we can, whatever we can do to make it help. You can also show them samples of how the free energy credit works. You can do this if you're right there with them. If not, just play all the way through, do the three-way call, and then you can direct them to the download tab and explain that all the before and after bills and samples of the free energy credit are right there. And I always do like to make sure that they know that that's there, because that is part of our credibility documentation. That's the part that makes people realize, oh, this is real. Now, probably the very most common objection we have if we're doing an over-the-phone one-on-one, or even if we're in person, is, well, I got to do my own research. That seems to be even more common than I don't have the money or I don't have the time. But this is why it's perfect if you're on AmbitLifestyle.com, because if they need to do your own research, we can kind of guide them on the journey. You can click right over to that download tab and click on credibility documentation, and you can tell them, research this. You can open up and read the Inc. 500. You can see the J.D. Powers and Associates, where they awarded us number one in customer satisfaction. You can see our Better Business Bureau rating of A+. You can read a Wall Street Journal article that said we're the largest direct seller of energy in the world. There's a couple newspaper articles there from some of the newspapers in Pennsylvania that have done a great job telling everybody what energy deregulation is and how the incumbents are actually encouraging you to choose an alternative supplier. So you put these resources in a person's hand and tell them, take this website, watch these DVDs over and over. I'd like to come, or I'd like to get on the phone and show your spouse. If your spouse or your significant other's not on the phone, I'd be more than happy to hop on here tonight, tomorrow morning, try to set that appointment to show the significant other. But if they feel they have to show it themselves, you tell them, you just go play that 5-minute video and that 14-minute video, and then let me know, and I'll hop back on and answer their questions. And then they've got all the resources right there that they can prove and see everything we do to make this business click. And, guys, that's what we've been doing. We've been doing this now for, you know, a good year and a half or so, just literally using that same format, whether it's a one-on-one in person, a one-on-one over the phone, or a home show. It's the same exact thing. What we don't do is give people our website and expect them to watch it. What we don't do is give them the website and see if we're going to call them back, you know, tomorrow. What we don't do is have them watch a 5-minute video, like give them a link to a 5-minute video, and then tell them we'll call them back. Why do that? Why take that step in there where you trust them to go watch a video, and then you got to play chase and call them back? We call them up and watch the 5-minute video for them. If they are completely opposed to going any further at that point, then you found out what you needed to find out. But most people say, that's interesting. And guys, you have a whole team of people out there who are able to help you with the three-way calls. I know Rick Ball is a master of three-way calls, and he'll help anybody. Dennis Brown will, Jim and I will, Jim and Julie will. There's a whole host of people out there who are, you know, Ron Long, everybody wants to help you be successful. So just get your list of people that you're going to use for three-way calls, and make sure you let them know that you're doing an over-the-phone presentation or a one-on-one or a home show, and they'll be more than happy. Jim is in the background wanting me to tell you that what we don't do is we don't Facebook people and send them the link. We don't mass email people. We don't advertise in the paper. We don't put signs on our trucks. We literally built this business over kitchen tables, over conversations on the phone, sitting around people's dining rooms, sitting in their homes doing home shows, and plugging into the weekly business presentations. And guys, some people say that sounds like work. In our life, that's nothing compared to what we used to do for money. People can fit this in. You guys heard David Yardley, the cardiologist who was on our call a couple weeks ago, one of the busiest people we know. You just have to look around. Everybody you've got met in Chicago Bowers are successful businesses. Jen Ball is still working full time. You're looking for busy people here to get this done. Mike Burrows is a full-time police officer. Jason Morrell's got 3 other businesses. These are people who are doing this and getting it done. Cindy Anderson's working her tail off, and she's still fitting this in. People who want to make this happen can figure out how to take 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there. If you look at our calendar now, it literally says phone one-on-one, 9 a.m., phone one-on-one, you know, 4 p.m. We just set up appointments to meet somebody at the computer, and we put this amazing business in front of them.
We absolutely know this works, and we've got some folks on the phone there. I heard them calling from Maine, and the business went to Connecticut. It came out of Westfield, and it's just all over. It went into Erie. So we know it works. I want to talk a little bit about momentum, and this is really how we're going to wrap this up. As you create success for other people, it gives them something to lose. It raises their belief, and it gives you a doorway. So don't be afraid to do this with and for somebody until they're able to do it alone. Don't waste a tremendous amount of time in teaching mode. Do it with them. In other words, you can try to articulate this, but it's better if you just go do it. And as you go out there, create that momentum early in their business, and here's why. I touched on it a little bit earlier. The one with the most self-confidence in any conversation carries the show. They're the persuader. Out in the real world, 100% of the people are convinced that network marketing, direct sales doesn't work. So when you come in, you have this feeble wish, prayer, that maybe this is going to be real. And you're going out there just because you saw somebody that made money, you know, and maybe, just maybe, and you've got this brother-in-law or sister-in-law or somebody that's close that you trust that's 100% convinced that it doesn't work. And when you go out there and run into that, and the main thing you want to remember is somebody in the first 5 or 7 days is going to try to steal that brand new person's dream. Go to work for those people that you bring into the business. Get them on the phone, three-way them in, make those calls with them and for them. It's a 5-minute video and a 14-minute video. Book them into whatever's next, and don't hold their hand, but show them that you're there for them. I hope everybody has a great week, and we'll look forward to seeing you. We're going to try to repeat this next week on the call so that everybody can hear it again. Bring more people. That's the secret to this business. Double the numbers, your business will explode.
And just one last note. When Jim was saying, you know, help your new consultant, it's as simply as, like, let's just say I got Rick Ball just signed up in my business. I have no idea he's going to be a super rock star that he is, but he wants to show his good friend Dennis Brown. Who'd you think of first, Rick? Well, I thought of Dennis Brown, and I'd really like to get this in front of him. So we're going to teach Rick how to do an invite, and all we're going to do is Rick's going to call up Dennis and say, listen, Dennis, I got something I want to run by you. It's a business idea. When can you be at your computer? Can you be there right now? It takes about 20 minutes. If he can't, we're going to just say, how about 6 o'clock tonight or 10 o'clock tonight? We're going to get that time slot. And when we go to do that one-on-one, now Rick is brand new. Doesn't really have a clue. I mean, we told him what we're going to do, but hasn't done it before. Rick's going to call up Dennis and say, Dennis, are you at your computer? Is Danielle with you right now? Great. Listen, I've got my friend Kim Mason on the phone here with me, and she's actually the one kind of showing me how this whole business works. This is kind of part of my, like, training process, so I appreciate you doing this for me. I'm just going to let Kim walk you through those websites. And then Rick, the brand-new consultant, sits there and listens to me just do that simple process of directing them through the 5-minute video, the 14-minute video. Obviously, if you've got somebody there with you, they're the close for you. Otherwise, you would call the close. And then he'll hear us say, let's take a look at how we enroll customers. Here's the Join Ambit site. Let's take a look at all this credibility documentation and give them all the tools they need to make a great decision. And that's what we're doing, guys. And I hope it's helpful. We'll be glad to, you know, do it again. You guys let us know if you want us to do this again or you want us to wait a little bit. We just want to do whatever it takes to help everybody be successful. Have a wonderful week, guys.